welcome, welcome, welcome. Bonjour. Welcome to the second edition of the Zerik Valentin.
Do I get a co-host?
Yeah, you can get a co-host. The Valentino.
Happy Valentine's Day podcast co-hosted by Mr. Perry. What's cooking in your kitchen? What's cooking today?
Nothing. Nothing is cooking. Getting ready for tomorrow.
All right, cool. Yeah, so first game. First game down. I guess we'll get straight to the business. Tell us a little bit what your impressions on the first game.
Well, we obviously won and got the 3 points, which is huge. Fans were awesome. Warming up with the fans chanting USA was pretty special. I don't think it was the best we ever played, but, to win 6-0, obviously no complaints. But we're still not satisfied.
We're still not satisfied. Nice. Yeah, no, I agree. I really did enjoy warming up by the fans, hearing their jokes and trying to get us ready to play. Some of their compliments were very nice with on my hair and how I looked good looking.
I didn't hear those.
I did. Breck and Freddie were their main ones. They won. They love them. Obviously, they know them a little bit better than us, but it was definitely encouraging to be behind them, warming up, and during the game, their chants and stuff were great. But obviously, the game was the game. We didn't play our best, but we got a win. That's all that matters. And now we got to shift focus to the next game. Enough about soccer. Let's get to the more important stuff. Since there's, like, I guess, hairstylists and people, that deal in the modeling aspect of the world. Whose hair do you think is the best / the worst on the team?
Best, I'll go with yours.
Yes. Thank you. That made my day. I'm super
worst,
happy.
I will go with, I don't even know. I mean, I like Brex and I like Wands.
Yeah, I like their hair as well.
Because they're unique, but I don't know. I don't have a worst. I'm not calling anybody out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone necessarily has bad hair, in all honesty. I like Breck's uniqueness. I like Juan's uniqueness. Mine is all over the place at times. But for games, I must say I look decent for games. Because I put skin lube in my hair. That's the new trick, okay? You put skin lube. It's a lot more holding than gel. I use skin lube along with Breck, and it holds a lot better. Because it's water resistant.
Most people probably don't know what skin lube is.
Basically, skin lube is stuff that you put on when you tape ankles. It keeps it keeps part of the tape together and intact. And it's basically, it's waterproof, it's thick, it's nice, it's juicy, and I love it in my hair. And it doesn't wash out for like 3 days.
But really, though, if you have like new cleats and stuff, you put it in the back so it like kind of prevents blisters.
Yeah, it's a little inside. You guys don't know about the world.
And every morning, Zerik has to fix his hair 20 times. I'm already halfway out the door, and he's looking in the mirror like a little girl.
I like my hair. Sorry, my bad. Yeah. I want to thank you guys, though. I got a good boost after our first podcast on Twitter. I don't know. You don't keep up with Twitter as much because you don't necessarily care.
I don't, yeah.
But I got about 50 followers, and I was very happy about that. Thank you for all you guys who are following me. I hope I entertain, and if I don't, then feel free to unfollow me because I should entertain you. If not, I appreciate it, though. But
he takes this seriously, guys.
I do. I take it very seriously. I think I'm actually the most followers on my Montreal team, and I'm, like, campaigning so no one catches me.
Ridiculous.
Justin Braun just got to 3,000, and I got very upset. Not that I'm upset for him. I just want to be stood out. When Ching was on the team, he had 50,000, so I was way far away, which is pretty upsetting. But, yeah, also I'd say check out the Behind the Crest the videos that they show, which are pretty interesting, honestly. There's one that we did against Mexico. A lot of the wins they do them. It's kind of just like what really goes on. Well, who's really behind the crest?
What?
No, but like honestly, it's a little more in depth of like the things we do. Like I think Rex, I'm gonna shoot something after this little sneak preview. About we've been holding a basketball NCAA basketball tournament, obviously challenge
tournament, not tournament.
How's it spelled?
It doesn't matter.
No. I just humor me for a sec. How's it spelled?
Dude, I'm not gonna sit here and spell tournament.
Tournament. It is spelled TOURNAMENT. If I'm not wrong, you can check Webster's. Check Webster's for me. Yeah. I dare you. I humor.
That's the beauty of the English language. Okay. There's always exceptions.
No. Then you say, okay, let's say I want to go on a world tour. How do you spell world tour? WORLD space TOUR. World tour. Okay. So then you figure you put tour in tournament, so it's a tournament. There is no TERMENET. It doesn't exist. Okay? Well,
okay, guys. I know you're on my side. This guy's being ridiculous. Just tweet Zarek how it's really said, if it's either Perry's way or Zarek's way, and then we'll kind of just do a little competition. How's that?
No one's going to respond. No one's going to do it.
We just need an odd number so we can at least decide a winner.
Yeah. Dude, but honestly, it's spelled tournament.
I know how it's spelled.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
But it doesn't matter.
Whatever. All right. What do you expect? We'll go back for wrap it up real quick. What do you expect for the game coming up against Canada? Eh?
I think it'll be, a tough game, and it's a big one for both teams because it's a chance for us to get 3 points and potentially get a spot into the next round, and it's a chance for Canada to also kind of do the same thing because they have a point too. So I expect it to be a hard-fought match, and, it's not going to be easy for either team.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I know a few of my teammates actually play for the Canadian team, so I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm excited to. I know that they're pumped. Obviously, there's a little bit of a rivalry.
Eh?
Eh? I'm actually starting to say that now. You know that?
Dude,
it's catching on. I'm sorry.
Let's be honest.
I shouldn't. Let's be honest. But I like all the boots in Nashville. Very American. I was going to buy a pair of cowboy boots to see how they look on myself, but I have a pair of trucking boots that I did bring. I'm going to tweet a picture of those because they're sick. The heel is like an inch and a half thick. They're awesome. Man boots. Man boots. And I love how American Tennessee is.
Music City.
I want to walk around with my hand over my heart.
We've already been to a few honky-tonks.
No, you've only been to a honky-tonk, right? I've seen them, but... I'm not a big country fan. You love country.
But a honky-tonk doesn't necessarily have to be country. I mean, it usually is.
Yeah, but Perry's keeping me up to date on all the country music. Blake Shelton, Taylor.